So this is the first full day of the retreat, and I was just thinking about the different types of meditation that a person can choose. So one of the there's like the walking meditation, there's the like metta meditation, there's the present moment awareness meditation, and there's the breath meditation. There's so many objects of meditation that we can choose. So I'll try to describe a few of them, and then we can just put it into practice throughout the day. Sometimes it's nice to just change things up a little bit. So I think the first one that I could touch upon is the walking meditation. Yeah. As you can see, on either side of us, and in the front of me, there are these halls with strips of mats laying on the ground. And they're there so one can do the walking meditation practice. It's actually quite simple. And what one does is one starts from one end and walks to the other end at a natural pace, trying to calm the mind down, trying to be in the present moment. Yeah. And the way that we've been taught how to do it is when we're walking back and forth, we just keep our eyes down in front of us, and we just go back and forth. Yeah. Just trying to bring your mind back into the present moment. And that's all it is. As simple as that. It's as simple as that. And sometimes, you hear funny stories about monks doing walking meditation. And one time I heard a monk who was actually falling asleep doing the walking meditation. And the reason why he knew that he fell asleep was that he hit the brick wall at the end of the path. And that, kind of woke him up. So yeah, like changing things up. Sometimes sitting a lot can be a bit dull, and you just need a little bit of change just to, freshen up the mind. So that's why sometimes as meditators we alternate from the sitting to the walking, to the sitting to the walking. Yeah. And you don't need to do it in the halls, you can do it outside, in the bush. Just find a quiet place, maybe 10 meters, 15 meters. And just keep your eyes down and just walk peacefully and calmly back and forth. Not fighting with the mind. Just allowing nature, or just allowing the process to calm down the mind. Yeah. So then you got the walking meditation, and then you have the emotional types of meditation, like the metta meditation. Like just thinking of thoughts of loving kindness, or generating that feeling. Sometimes we can use the idea of gratitude, and sometimes that also brings up emotions. And the emotions, they arise in our minds. Say we have a thought of gratitude. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Yeah, so we have a thought of gratitude towards our mother, and we just use thoughts to generate those feelings. Thoughts of how she took care of us, when we were younger, how she supported us, how she loves us. And in turn, we love her back. So you can play with those thoughts, and you can generate these kinds of like positive emotions when you're meditating. And when these emotions arise in the mind, they're kind of nice. Yeah? They're nice. But I think when I think about it, they don't really last that long. These are like momentary emotions that come up that aid or help with the meditation practice. It kind of like lifts up the mind, you could say. Like these metta meditations, these meditations of like gratitude, it helps lift up the mind and put it in like a positive place. But we always come back to that calm and that peace and that stability when we're meditating. Yeah. And another way of like doing the meditation practice is to just use like a mantra. We call it a mantra. It's basically just repeating like a phrase or a word that means something to you, and allowing that to generate the results that you want. Yeah. So, like a nice little phrase, a nice little phrase that we can use when we're meditating is the one that Ajahn Brahm always talks about, is the phrase of making peace, being kind, being gentle. That's like the ultimate mantra, like that you can use in your meditation practice. You can just use this mantra throughout the day. Yeah, it's only the morning time. You still have the afternoon and the evenings. There's a long day ahead of you, so you have all this time just to work with your mind. And I think like one of our priorities is to just be able to put our minds at ease throughout the day. I think that's the main thing that we can look at. And trying to just step away from the stresses and the suffering that we have like in our own minds. I remember like one of the little phrases that Ajahn Brahm talked about when I was a younger monk was the phrase of, this is the path of no groaning. Yeah, no groaning in suffering, no groaning in anguish, no groaning in difficulty. And just like keep that in mind. Because as meditators, we put ourselves into situations where we're just making it difficult and hard for ourselves. And sometimes that is caused by just doing the one method for too long. You know, we have to use our reflection of the mind to see where we're going wrong. And then we just change things up a little bit. Because sometimes, like, I think one of the causes for like this struggle to arise in the mind as meditators, and we're kind of eager, so we put a lot of time into the meditation. So we're thinking to ourselves, the more hours I put in, the more progress I make. So, you know, we in the hall, I'm like, I'm going to sit for 2 hours now, and I'm not going to move, and this is going to make me peaceful, this is going to make me enlightened. But is that the case? Usually the opposite happens. You create more suffering for yourself. So when you're creating more suffering for yourself, you are practicing the path of groaning. And we don't really want to do that. Yeah. It's a kind and gentle path with progress happening along the way. Yeah. So just use that as a method as well, I suppose. Use that the happiness or the stability or the calm that you have within, to know whether you're moving in the right direction. And you'll get to the point where you know, the meditation is going really well, the mind is peaceful, the momentum is growing. So you just end up sitting for longer. You end up wanting to be quiet. You end up just wanting to be a little bit more peaceful. And these things like happen naturally. And I always like this idea of the natural gradual path, where in a sense where you don't have to force these things to happen. It's just a beautiful way of looking at it, because as human beings we're always told that we have to force things, we have to make things happen, we have to produce, we got to figure things out. And that's the way of the world. And that's how the world works. And that's how the world functions. And that's how the world has been successful over these years, over these centuries. But the Buddhist way of doing things is the complete opposite. It tells you about a gradual path, a path that you're not forcing things to happen, but they just happen naturally. But in a sense, you have to start from like a foundation. There is a starting point. You start from there, and then you move forward gradually and slowly. And it's one of those suttas in the Anguttara Nikaya, and I don't remember the whole thing. But what I remember is, You move from like step to step to step to step all the way to the end of the path. And that starts from the beginning. And the beginning is usually, you know, one's behavior, how one talks to one another, one's virtue, one's morality, one's ethics. And it just builds from there. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And I think the main phrase that I remember is that the Buddha said that one does not need to will, right? Use willpower or force or make things happen for the next stage of the path to arise. Yeah? They just happen naturally. If you're walking in the right direction, you eventually get there. Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, it's like we talk about walking in the right direction, and yeah, we all know which direction to go to or walk on as Buddhists, keeping the five precepts, meditating and all that kind of thing. But we always say that as we're walking in the right direction, we always walk to the left, or we always walk to the right. Yeah. And that's why the progress is really slow. We get distracted, or, you know, something comes up in our lives, or just the way our mind is. Yeah, we take a left or right turn. And yeah, that's why sometimes it seems a little bit slow and it's not moving that fast. But yeah, that's just the way it is. And like, everybody moves at their own pace and at their own speed. Yeah. It's not like you do a course and then after 5 years you receive a piece of paper saying that you're enlightened. Yeah. So some people take a long time, and some people, they just whiz along and they do it really quickly. So, like, you know, the main thing that I would like to just emphasize, like, throughout this day is just, you know, bring your mind back into the moment throughout the day. That's just a simple practice that you can do. Yeah. Because our minds like to float and think about stuff. And when you're just walking through the bush or just waiting for your meal, that's always a time to just bring it back to the present moment. Just keep on bringing it back and bringing it back and bringing it back. And that's what ones need to do. And I think, like, just bringing the mind back into the present moment, I don't think that creates too much strain on the mind. Yeah, it's one of the easier practices, I think. I don't know if you guys find it difficult to do, but I find it fairly easy to just be able to recenter the mind in the present moment. And it's just like a nice simile that comes to mind about how the meditation progresses is the simile of the lotus that Ajahn Brahm uses. It's like one of my favorite similes that shows us how the mind develop and deepens in the meditation practice. And that is the simile of the lotus. And the lotus is like one of these flowers that only that bloom and open up when there is full sun on it. And that's the same with our minds. Our minds is like the lotus that opens up during the meditation. And the sun represents the mind just being able to be in the present moment, to be still. And the longer the mind can be still or be in the present moment, the mind will just go deeper and deeper and deeper all by itself. You know, just like the petals of a lotus, it just opens up all by itself as the sun rays shines on it. But the petal starts to close when there's a dark cloud covering the sun or where there's rain. And in the same way, our mind closes up or just takes a pause on the progress when it starts to, like, think a little bit too much. Or just basically, as the Buddha put it, is like the hindrances of the mind stop it from progressing along the path. Yeah. And the hindrances of the mind, they're like, you know, the five hindrances: sleepiness, restlessness, craving, doubt. You know, all these little things that stop the mind from progressing. Yeah. So, yeah. It's just... And now we just do it, basically. We just do it. And just see how we go. And obviously you'll have questions to ask. You can write it down on a piece of paper and I'll do my best to answer them. But yeah, that's all you can do, is just put time into the meditation and just see where it goes. Try to figure it out for yourself. And yeah, and just experience the benefits that one can get from it. And I just hope that this weekend, like each individual here can just receive a little bit of peace in their own minds. And that's something that you can just take back with you into your daily life. Yeah. Like I always say, is like, we're just learning We're just learning what our minds can offer us ourselves. And through the meditation, we're just exploring things that we've never explored before in our lives. Because we've never really closed our eyes and just sit quietly for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Our lives have been quite busy doing this and that. And we only know what we expose ourselves to, and we only know the potential of the mind, what we expose it to. And through the meditation and just sitting down quietly and with your eyes closed, you start to explore different parts of the mind that you haven't seen before. Yeah. And the parts of the mind is like the peace and the stillness, just like the quietness that's there. And just seeing the benefits that you can get from just having a quiet mind, seeing the value of being able to be quiet for a little while, and just seeing the thing is just like how freeing, how liberating, just being able to sit down, forget about the world for a few moments, just being quiet. That can be, yeah. And yeah. And just having something like that, just having something like that in your, like a little, in your toolbox of things you can do in your life. Being able to just find those moments of quietness, adding that to your life, I think can be of like good benefit and helpful, yeah. So yeah, I'll just stop there, and I will guide you in a meditation, and yeah, we'll just see how we go. Just getting ourselves into a comfortable position. And we can just do a little bit of body scanning to help the mind be mindful of the present moment. So we start off by feeling the sensations in our feet. If we're sitting on a chair, we can just feel the pressure that the weight of our body is making. And just keeping the meditation simple. And just allowing the fact of just sitting quietly with your eyes closed is enough to generate a sense of peace, a sense of stillness. We can allow our minds to just experience the chill factor of the room. How the cold feels on the skin. You feel the chills in your legs, all around the neck. On your face. Then we're just being mindful for the sake of being mindful, without adding any commentary or any words to our experience, but just knowing things for what it is. So now we can take our attention and just place it around our legs and see what we can feel, see what we can know. And then as we're doing this, we're just surrounding this guided meditation with silence. Now you can take your awareness and just put it into your waist and palm area, and just feel the weight and the pressure that's around there. And at the same time, just surround that with silence. Just taking the awareness, moving it up the spine, down the spine, noticing whatever sensations we can notice. But at the same time, just experiencing the peace of the meditation. Start to feel things calming down. Now you can just take your awareness and see what sensations you can notice around the shoulder area. And just notice whatever you can. And that's it. That's all you need to do. Just know things quietly when you're meditating.
And now you can just take your attention and run it down your arms. My arms are a little bit chilly from the cold. Maybe you feel the same thing as well. That's all you're doing, you're just noticing it. Just being calm and being quiet about it. And now you can start to see that your mind is just experiencing this quietness for some period of time already, and things are just calming down. Nothing really much happening in the mind. And this is what one can expect from the meditation. And this is how meditation is. One can start to think that how liberating it is to be quiet. One doesn't have to stress over anything they have going on in their lives. So now one can just place the awareness where the hands are. Maybe your hands are warm because you're holding them together. Just feel the warmth. Now we can take our attention and just Place it around the head area. See what we can know. See what sensations we can feel. At the same time, we're just allowing the mind to be itself so it can calm down by itself. Now we can just maybe have a few thoughts of gratitude. Just trying to bring up, trying to allow you guys to experience the different types of meditation. Just trying to bring up a little bit of gratitude or loving kindness towards somebody who's important to us. That's somebody who can generate those positive emotions inside of us. We can take a moment. We can take a moment to thank them for being in your lives and for helping you out, or just being there as a friend. Just being grateful for that. And see what kind of emotions or lightness that can bring to the mind. And basically you're just taking that emotional high and just allowing it to aid the meditation. Make yourself feel a little bit good. This is what like the metta gratitude meditations alike, just to help generate those positive emotions. as you can see those emotions, they come and they go. And what remains is like the present moment, the silence, the nothing much happening that's left in the mind. Now, once the mind and the body has calmed down, has spent some time in the present moment, we can transition to watching the breath, and it's kind of, I just like to talk about it a little bit. So you can have an experience of how it is to do the breath meditation. So once our minds and our body has calmed down a little bit, we don't have too many overwhelming thoughts, while minds are not muddled by sleepiness. Things are fairly calm. That's our experience for now. So when things start to become calm, you start to notice the only thing, or one of the few things, which is noticeable is the movement of the breath that goes in and out of your body. Doesn't matter where it goes in and out of your body. Can be your nose, can be your mouth. It doesn't matter. So the mind has calmed down to a certain extent. The body is not distracting you. You don't have any aches and pains or discomfort. And all you're left is with this simple experience. What you can start to notice is the breath just going in and out of your body. That's all it is. In and out. And all we're doing is bringing our attention onto the breath. And it's fairly easy to see, to watch, to pay attention to. So now I'm going to tap the gong and we all can come out of the meditation.
Okay. Any comments or questions? No? Okay. I was just thinking, I'll just show you a quick demonstration on how to do walking meditation. And then I'll walk back to my room. And then you guys can walk to the kitchen, get something to eat. Basically, with the walking meditation, it's actually very simple. So usually in monasteries, it's like a path in front of you, and some people like long paths, some people like short paths. But basically, you're just starting from one point, and you're just walking to another point, and you just turn around, and you repeat. And that's it. Yeah. And just the idea is just to bring the mindfulness back into the body. And so people like to put their hands in front of them. I like to put them. Some people like to put it behind them. And you just walk at the pace that you like to walk at. Yeah. You don't need to walk slowly, or you don't need to walk fast. Just something which is comfortable and natural. Yeah. And you just walk. That's it. You just walk back. Just like walk like this. And just keep your eyes down so you don't get distracted with your surroundings. And you just bring like the sensations to like the feet, like touching the ground. That's what you really feel when you're doing this meditation. And it does help. Keep the mind away from distracting thoughts. And what you find is the more you bring your mind back into the present moment, you start to discover like this is the way to generate, you know, the peace in the mind that we all come here for. And if you fall asleep, you'll know, because you hit the wall. Yeah, and that's all you do. Just keep your eyes down. Let's go back and forth. And yeah, that's it. Okay, we can go now.